Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet. Following my recent failed mainstream fashion shopping experience, I decided to spend my Sunday at the Paris Ethical Fashion Market. The market takes place all day along the popular Bassin de la Villette. It wasn't as big as I would have wished for, but there were a dozen stalls where you could find a few ethnic-style designers, a handful of recycled fashion, one ethical cosmetic stand, and one or two beautiful jewelry creators. The mood was quite relaxed, and the creators themselves were available to discuss their projects and convictions. There were also a few food stands, a repair cafe, and a small exhibition on the environmental and social impacts of the 21st century fashion industry, mainly examining extensive and alarming water pollution because of industrial toxic chemical releases in natural waters, exploitation of workers with no minimum wages, abusive work conditions, and the vast and increasing amounts of non-recyclable waste produced each year because of low-quality disposable fashion trends. The fashion industry is the second most polluting industry after petrol. If anyone has any sales intentions, they should be aborted on the spot. Actually, the concept of sales barely exists in ethical fashion, as one of the core values is to sell at the correct price with no broad benefits but no losses either. Quite the opposite of the majority of today's large clothing brands, who take into account financial losses during the sales period and price much higher in regular times. But back to Sunday's Paris Ethical Fashion Market. One stall was different from the rest, as it showcased an online platform. It's a new Francophone site called Slow We Are, and it's the first slow fashion community in France. The site helps people navigate through the field of ethical fashion, centralizing responsible fashion names, initiatives, inspiration, and news. They also interview ethical designers and entrepreneurs, giving advice on how to read labels or ethically revamp your wardrobe without destroying your style or budget. In fact, they give you all the tools you need to transition into slow wear and enjoy it. Those sort of guides are most welcome, as it can be quite difficult to track the different new labels, identify which brands fit your own style and budget, decrypt between ethical, socially responsible, environmentally friendly, and low impact, etc. Many ethical brands start off with an e-store, pop-up stores, or sell during specific events such as the Paris Ethical Fashion Market. However, as the demand grows, more and more manage to open actual shops across France. So have a look on the Slow We Are platform, identify potential new favorite brands, and go slow wear shopping. But keep in mind that on average, a French person throws away 12 kilos of clothing per year, so be reasonable, please. And don't forget about your other clothing options such as repair, transforming your current passed-out wardrobe, going vintage shopping, or even renting. In short, find your own way of dressing yourself. See you next week for a new episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet.